Now we continue reading in the prophecy of Isaiah in chapters 7 and 8. We'll not read all the passages, but we'll begin at chapter 7, verse 1. And it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, the king of Israel, the northern kingdom, went up toward Jerusalem to war against it, but could not prevail against it. And it was told the house of David, saying, Syria is confederate with Ephraim. And his heart was moved, and the heart of his people, as the trees of the wood are moved with the wind. Then said the Lord unto Isaiah, Go forth now to meet Ahaz, thou and Shear Jashub, thy son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field. And say unto him, Take heed and be quiet. Now notice, perhaps I should point out in passing, that the king and his court were at the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field, examining the water supply, because this is how the water supply came into Jerusalem. And obviously, if the enemy were going to attack strategically, that is the point at which they might attack and cut off the water supply and reduce the city by very thirst. And so the king and his court were anxiously examining the situation with regard to the water supply. And the Lord had said, Isaiah, go there, that's where they are, and speak to him. And say unto him, Take heed and be quiet. Fear not, neither be faint-hearted for the two tails of these smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of Rezin with Syria and of the son of Remaliah. Because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have taken evil counsel against thee, saying, Let us go up against Judah and vex it, and let us make a breach therein for us, and set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabeel. Thus saith the Lord God, It shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Now, this is a perplexing phrase, but some scholars take it to mean something like this. The head of Syria is Damascus, and no more. And Syria is not going to extend its frontiers and going to be the head of anything else, so don't you worry. And that makes pretty good sense. The head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. And within 65 years shall Ephraim be broken, that it be not a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and no more. And Samaria is not going to reign over anything else but itself. And the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. And if ye will not believe, surely ye shall not be established. Moreover, the Lord spake again unto Ahaz the king, saying, Ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. That is to say, ask for a sign that will confirm this word to you as being the word of the Lord. See, the Lord was making it very easy for Ahaz, giving him every opportunity to trust in him. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And Isaiah said, Hear ye now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men, but will ye weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign of another kind. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that thou abhorrest shall be forsaken of both her kings. The Lord shall bring upon thee and upon thy people and upon thy father's house days that have not come from the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, even the king of Assyria. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall hiss for the fly that is in the uttermost part of the rivers of Egypt, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. And they shall come, and shall rest all of them in the desolate valleys, and in the holes of the rocks, and upon all thorns, and upon all bushes. In the same day shall the Lord shave with a razor that is hired, namely by them beyond the river, by the king of Assyria, the head and the hair of the feet, and it shall also consume the beard. And the rest of the chapter deals with this picture of desolation. Then chapter 8, verse 1, "Moreover, the Lord said unto me, Take thee a great roll, and write in it with a man's pen concerning Maher-shalal-Ashbaz." And you'll find in the margin of your Bibles some attempted translation that of that. J.B. Phillips' rendering gives thus, "Quick pickings, easy prey." It's a kind of topical saying, if you like, warning about the coming of the enemy and quick pickings. He will come suddenly and he will have an easy time overthrowing the people. It's a kind of saying that we, of the sort that we used to have during the last war. You remember the Minister of Information used to put up, "Careless talk costs lives." That was a warning to people to guard against indiscriminate talking about security matters. Careless talk costs lives. And that's the kind of phrase here. And this was the point that was being made. It was a warning. "And I took unto me faithful witnesses to record, Uriah the priest and Zechariah the son of Jeberechiah. And I went in unto the prophetess, and she conceived and bare a son. Then said the Lord to me, Call his name Maher-shalal-Ashbaz." Now it's very interesting that chapter 7 deals with Isaiah's first son, Shear-Jashub. Chapter 8 with his second son. And both these sons, as we shall see presently, were signs and warnings to the people of God in a time of crisis. "Call his name Maher-shalal-Ashbaz, for before the child shall have knowledge to cry, My father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria shall be taken away before the king of Assyria." Quick pickings, easy prey. It would come suddenly, and it would be a simple matter for the Assyrian to do this thing. "The Lord spake also unto me again, saying, Forasmuch as this people refuseth the waters of Shiloh that go softly, and rejoice in Rezin and Remaliah's son, now therefore behold, the Lord bringeth up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria, and all his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks. And he shall pass through Judah, he shall overflow and go over, he shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. Associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces. And give ear, all ye of far countries. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. For God is with us. For the Lord spake thus to me," Isaiah says, "with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, Say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say a confederacy, neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself. Let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders." He's referring to Shear-Jashub and Maher-shalal-Ashbaz. Both were signs to the people. "Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwelleth in Mount Zion." Amen. May God bless to us the reading of his holy word.